A fresh report by United Nations Human Rights Body has expressed grave concern over what it calls Israel's torture of Palestinian children and using them as human shields. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child says hundreds of Palestinian children have been killed and thousands injured over the past 10 years. It cites Israeli air and naval strikes on densely populated areas with a significant number of children present. The body says an estimated 7,000 Palestinian children, aged between 12 and 17, and some even as young as 9, to have been arrested and interrogated since 2002. The report says many are brought before the military courts in leg chains and shackles, and youths are held in solitary confinement, sometimes for months. It has also voiced deep concern about what it calls the, quote, continuous use of Palestinian children as human shields. Let's talk to Paul Larudi. He's from the Free Palestine Movement, who joins us from Berkeley to share his thoughts on this. Paul Larudi, looking at this report, there's almost nothing new about this. We can look back at what happened in the 2008 war, of which Gaza Strip had some of these allegations cited, and we saw that unfold before our eyes. The key question is, can the UN do anything about this? Why haven't they? What can they do?
Yes, as you say, there is nothing new about this. And in fact, I and my colleagues have been witnessing this personally. I've seen them take Palestinian children and beat them and arrest them and push them into houses where there was danger present, potential danger, so that they could take the brunt of the any bombs that might be in these houses rather than their own soldiers. I mean, terrible things like this. As far as what the United Nations can do, as usual, the United Nations is limited by the requirements that any actions have to go through the Security Council, where the United States will almost invariably veto it, as it has done. The United States has applied more vetoes to UN action with regard to Israeli violations of human rights than any other nation in the United Nations.
And quickly, if you can, what I found stunning when I did some research on this, Paul Rabudi, is the fact that I was trying to figure out how much the U.S. Contributes in terms of its budget of the U.N. And it was quite astonishing and surprising to find out that there wasn't really a real record of that. It's to be in the billions of dollars. As far back as 2009, some U.S. lawmakers couldn't verify the amount. But given that it's, on record, it's about 20% of the budget of the U.N., does that have anything to do with the U.N. being limited in what it can do, given that the U.S. is such a large provider of the budget and, of course, the relationship that it has, the unwavering support for Israel?
Well, the U.S. has been willing to use the United Nations as a tool for its own ambitions, as it did in Iraq. But when it comes to the United Nations acting collectively on behalf of other nations and in defiance to U.S. Interests or perceived U.S. interests, the U.S. has, in fact, attempted to cripple the United Nations, and this is part of its being in default of its payments to the United Nations and to hold the United Nations hostage, essentially, to its will. So this is definitely part of the problem.
Very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for talking to us. Paul Larudi from the Free Palestine Movement talking to us from Berkeley.